Welcome to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we dive deep into the circuits of tech topics and come out with some shiny knowledge nuggets. I'm Alex, your guide through the maze of zeros and ones.
And I'm Jamie, your fellow explorer in this digital jungle. Today, we're getting inside the intricate world of neural network architecture. It's like the blueprint of intelligence in machine learning, right, Alex?
Exactly, Jamie. Imagine building a house without a blueprint. That's what trying to develop an AI without understanding neural network architecture is like. It's the structural design that defines how information moves, transforms, and learns.
So we're talking about the foundation of AI brains today. But before we lay the first brick, let's remind our listeners to hit subscribe if they love peeling back the layers of tech as much as we do.
Good call, Jamie. Now diving into our topic, every neural network, from your simple image classifier to those large-scale language models, starts with an architecture. It's all about how many layers there are, how neurons connect between these layers, and what kind of data they're munching on.
Munching on data, huh? I picture little Pac-Man figures moving from layer to layer. But Alex, for our friends out there, can you break down what these layers are?
Sure, Jamie. Imagine your neural network is a gourmet chef. The input layer is where our chef gets the ingredients. This could be anything from images to text. Then we have the hidden layers, where the magic happens. These layers transform the ingredients, extracting features and patterns.
And the output layer, is that where our dish is served?
Precisely. The output layer serves the final prediction. But what makes this chef a gourmet one are the activation functions, loss functions, and optimizers. They ensure our dish isn't just good, but Michelin star good.
Okay, now I'm both hungry and enlightened. But Alex, with all these components, how do we know where to start? What's the recipe for success?
Great question. It all depends on the dish you're trying to make. For structured data or basic classification tasks, you'd go with feed-forward neural networks. It's like the spaghetti bolognese of neural networks, simple, straightforward, and satisfying.
And what if I'm in the mood for something more complex, like a neural network souffle?
Then you might look at convolutional neural networks, CNN anything with images or spatial data, or recurrent neural networks, RNNs, for sequential data like time series or language. And for the pièce de résistance, transformers are your go-to for tasks requiring attention to long-range dependencies, like reading this podcast script and understanding we're still on topic.
Always appreciated. But this all sounds pretty complex. How do developers make sure they're building these networks the right way?
It's all about understanding the strengths and weaknesses of each architecture, Jamie. Like, CNNs are great for their spatial understanding, but can have a large memory footprint. Transformers, while excellent at modeling long-range dependencies, can be quite resource-intensive.
So picking the right architecture is a bit like choosing the right tool for the job.
Exactly. And once you've chosen your tool or architecture, it's about optimizing for performance. This includes decisions like how deep or wide your network should be, incorporating techniques like dropout or batch normalization to prevent overfitting, and ensuring your gradients are flowing just right.
Speaking of flowing, I think it's time for a quick calm before we dive into some real-world examples and tips for our developers out there. And we're back. Alex, can you give us a taste of neural networks in action?
Sure, Jamie. Let's talk about CNNs used by major streaming services for personalized thumbnail selection. By analyzing video frames, these networks can pick the most engaging shots to optimize click-through rates.
That's pretty clever. It's like having a super smart marketing team in your computer.
It is. And it's not just about picking pretty pictures. These architectures need to be scalable, secure, and ready for production. Things like model parallelism, data parallelism, and serving frameworks are all part of the developer's toolkit.
Sounds like a lot of moving parts. How do devs keep everything running smoothly?
Testing, testing, and more testing. Plus, keeping an eye on how models behave in the wild. It's like gardening. You need to monitor, prune, and sometimes reseed your models to keep them healthy.
Neural networks gardening, I can dig it, but as we wrap up, any final thoughts for our tech enthusiasts out there?
Stay curious and keep experimenting. Neural network architecture is a vast and evolving field, Whether you're building a simple feed-forward network or deploying a state-of-the-art transformer, there's always more to learn.
And that's why we're here, to keep uncovering the mysteries of tech together. Thanks for tuning in to Nerd Level Tech AI Cast. Don't forget to subscribe for more deep dives into the digital world.
Until next time, keep those neurons firing and your code compiling. Bye.
Bye.